And if you're thinking about changing the station...
Don't! You! Don't! Whoa!
I think we got a show.
Oh, yeah, we got a show.
We definitely got a show.
Oh, yeah, there's a show.
Zing, bong, woohoo! Hey, it is 19 degrees in northwest Indiana. You're listening to AM 1230 WJOB, servicing Hammond, Indiana, and the Chicagoland area, South Chicagoland specifically, and also parts of Michigan. And you know what? We're actually huge in Finland.
I heard.
Huge.
I heard. They keep inviting us out over there. But
and Zanzibar land.
Sansa Belt
land over there. Now, and what's up, Milo T. Farnsworth, I think is the name, out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Streaming live at HeyRegion.com. You can catch a view of us on Ustream.tv as well, right there off of HeyRegion.com. So enjoy that. Right now, we have a special guest, Vetta.
Yes.
And why don't you introduce him?
Very happy to have on our show today, Jimmy Winkleman.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Awesome. How about you?
Pretty good. Just doing some chemistry homework.
Chemistry homework. You know what? You seem to be a very, very busy guy.
What does the letter K stand for in chemistry?
Potassium.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, there you go. You're a little slow there, Jimmy, but okay.
F-E?
Iron.
Look at that.
Woo-hoo! Jimmy knows his...
Little periodic table.
Right now I'm doing some thermochemistry.
Thermochemistry. What do you plan on doing with all this chemistry knowledge, Jimmy?
I'm trying to become a biomedical engineer.
Pre-med. Medical engineer. Wow. But in the meantime, what do you do?
In the meantime, I'm working on the South Butt.
On South Butt. South Butt. You know what? We came across...
Working on the South Butt. That sounds like a song right there.
You know what? Why don't you just go ahead and take it here, Jim? Tell us what South Butt is.
Pretty much the South Butt is a parody of the North Face clothing company that started around sophomore year in high school. And which pretty much gave me the idea to do it was everyone was wearing these North Face fleece jackets, like, just to the point of insanity. Like, you would go to the mall and... If you saw 10 people, 7 of the 10 people would be wearing this fleece jacket. So I started making fun of all these people that were wearing these jackets, mainly my sisters. They were obsessed with them. And eventually I started saying, someone should come up with a clothing company, the South Butt. And slowly a lot of people started to tell me it was a really good idea. Like at family parties and stuff, people were like, oh, no, I'd buy that. It'd be a good idea. And... then with the help of my dad, I got trademarked, and we got some T-shirts made up and some fleece jackets, and it was a very small company. And then when I went to college, I actually tried to file the trademark and everything, and somehow North Face heard about it, and I got a letter in the mail saying I needed to stop all production, manufacturing, everything, or they were going to sue me. And pretty much from then on, we got tons of media coverage, and the company grew, and now it has some popularity and it's gaining national attention. And tomorrow is the preliminary hearing, so it's a pretty big deal. Tomorrow morning, we find out if they're going to be able to shut us down until the court case is decided, or if we're going to be able to keep selling stuff until they figure out if we're actually in violation of their copyright.
So it sounds like here are a couple of things I just heard. I just heard that thank you, North Face, for making my company a little more popular.
Oh, yeah, the North Face is awesome.
Right? They totally helped. Totally helped you out. And I'm like, what's up, North Face? That isn't this country all about, you know, being able to, you know, start a business, you know, and we're against monopolies here, aren't we?
So, yeah, I mean, I was just trying to make some money for college at first, but who knows, maybe... Now I can make a living off of it.
Well, you know what? I mean, I just love... I was actually on Facebook, and I was doing the face and butt challenge. And I got to say, I'm sorry to say, I scored like a 50%. I couldn't tell the difference between a face and a butt.
It's kind of a hard challenge.
Yeah, it was a little tough. Sorry. Some of them I didn't know. So, you know, I had to... But, you know, I do
like...
The
butterface question?
Well, butterface did not come up. But that'd be a good one. I was reading through some of the material I'd found in your company and part of the lawsuit and some of the things that, you know, I love. Your slogan here, never stop relaxing.
Yeah.
Okay, did you come up with that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's just...
The North Face is his Never Stop Exploring.
So that's just, I love that. The South Butt has previously made it clear to the North Face that the consuming public is insightful enough to know the difference between a face and a butt. Yeah, I told you I'm going at 50% right here, so I don't know if that's
true.
Yeah,
our disclaimer is pretty funny. Like, if you can't tell the difference between a face and a butt, we encourage you to buy the North Face song.
Now, Jimmy, you're based out of St. Louis, Missouri?
Yep.
And also, with not only this big court battle, and obviously if anyone is streaming down there in St. Louis, if they're interested, the court case is open to the public. And you can go to thesouthbutt.com, and you can get the address and all that stuff. And you give everyone a nice description of where the parking is located. And it looks like you're getting, you know, a lot of response from people all around the country, giving you some, you know.
Good support.
Good support. Mm-hmm. But also talk about in the St. Louis school, what's going on with the South Butt being banned?
Yes. I believe, hang on. I think it was Mary Queen of Peace. Is that who?
Do you have the name of the school?
Mary Queen, she's a jerk,
yeah,
man,
Mary
for doing
Queen
that.
Yeah, Mary Queen of Peace, parish school in St. Louis. Yeah, they, kids were going there wearing Southwood clothing, and they thought the word butt was a bit too inappropriate for the young minds at Mary Queen of Peace school. But we totally agree with them that because they didn't ban the North Face clothes, they just banned the Southwood clothes, which proves that there is a difference between the two clothing companies. So we're encouraging schools across the country to ban the South Butt. And what kids can't have, they're going to want more. So.
Absolutely.
Wow, look at that. That's, you know what, that's going to be, I think it's going to work well in your favor tomorrow, Court.
Hopefully.
You might have to switch your degree to maybe some lawyering.
I do.
I know. Well, business law.
You'd be a doctor, awesome. Lawyer, astronaut, all of them all yeah. above.
Did you ever think, boy, so here you are, a teenager, you know, you create this company. Did you ever think it would take it this far?
I mean, no, the only reason it's been taken this far is all because of North Face. I mean, it was a small company.
Well, Jimmy, I hope you spend some time writing a thank you note.
To North Face.
Are you still able to, on the southbutt.com, people can, they still purchase items, or are you on a freeze right now?
Oh, no. You can purchase items up until, well, you better hit it while it's hot, too, because they could be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And it is thesouthbutt.com. What's been some of the, like, you know, what's been the response of your parents on this item?
They love it. I mean, my mom wears her jacket all around town and gets compliments all the time. Brags about
I would too. I'm right there with your mom. I just love this whole concept. I love the fact that it's gone this far. I love the fact that you can sit there. Basically, what you've done is intimidated a $7 billion business. Congratulations.
Yeah. I think it might even be more than that. It's like North Face isn't their own company. They're owned by VF Corporation, which owns, I believe, like Mountain Hardware, Levi Jeans. They're the largest apparel company in the world. So. Yeah, it's pretty big. Pretty small guy going up against a pretty big guy.
Now, what's your plan of attack tomorrow? Obviously, they're going to probably, you know, bring out the big gun lawyers, have a group of them. What's your big law people with? You got a big entourage, a cadre of lawyers with you?
My lawyer is Al Watkins. He's going to be there tomorrow. I know he's talking with some trademark firms that were thinking about doing it for free, I think. I'm not quite sure. But I don't know if they're going to be there tomorrow. I know Al is, but to my understanding, I'm not sure, is pretty much they decide if we are some serious threat to the North Face company and we are causing irreparable damage day by day to their company and their face of the company, that they'll shut us down until they're sure that our logos are different.
Have they tried to buy you out?
No, we offered them, though, $1 million when they tried to shut me down. And I said I'd gladly walk away quietly with $1 million, but they declined that offer. Yeah. So.
Well, you know what? Maybe after tomorrow, that might be a little different.
How's the reaction about among the other college students? People give you, you know, high fives in the hallways, or I guess they still have hallways.
It's really cool. Like the other day, I saw two kids in this big lecture hall wearing Southwest shirts that I didn't know at all. So yeah, and when I go up to them, they'll love me. But it's more their parents. It seems like the parents love me the most.
Well, I'll tell you, I do. When I read that article, it made me, you know, look you up and find out a little bit more about you and what you're doing here. And so incredibly impressed that somebody so young can come up with this kind of a concept.
Oh, well, thank you.
And Jimmy, we're gonna follow this, and we'd like to talk to you again, you know, after this is over and see where it goes. And we're gonna have to look into getting some of your some of this clothing line in here and start getting our kids here wearing it. So
you got to bring the South Butt up north.
Yeah. Hey, listen, when you're in a mood to take a drive up to Chicago, then you're going to have to look us up and come out in the studio.
All right. I'm going up to New York City this weekend for an apparel expo. So.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I've never been there before, so.
Good time. Get to fold your pizza over and have some have a good time with some thin pizza.
Yeah. You're going in the middle of semester, you're going away to New York?
No, it's just for the weekend.
All right.
And I have a bunch of friends at NYU, and I got a hotel right next to the school, so it should be a good time.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
Hopefully you have a blast. And, Jimmy, once again, we're speaking with Jimmy Winkleman of thesouthbutt.com, just someone we like to just kind of thumb our nose at the quote the man, the establishment.
That's
yeah
right.
But here's a guy who's actually going out there doing it. So Jimmy Winkleman, best of luck to you tomorrow against the corporation. Bring him down, my man.
All right.
Stay in
on.
Touch
thanks,
man.
Buddy.
We want to hear
right.
about
we'll
it
do.
Okay thanks
all right, bye.
There
bye.
You go, Jimmy Winkleman, a young man out of St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Taking it to the company, thesouthbutt.com. Pretty funny.
What he was saying is absolutely right, especially among these girls. Boy, you get one girl, you know, is wearing something that's, you know, trendy. Everybody's got to have them. And everywhere you turn, you know what, I'm saying this, I'm guilty. Guilty. I have a North Face jacket.
Well, you know, what's funny. I had this conversation about 2 weeks ago with my buddy mm-hmm. who lives downtown, and he cracks up. In fact, we were shopping. And he said, yeah, just go be like everyone else downtown.
Right.
All the yuppie, the guys that go downtown wearing the North Face, the standing line at the Starbucks and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's fine. It's a fine brand and stuff, and people go for it. But, you know, lighten up with it. It's almost like, is this like the modern day members only, the North Face?
I think you might be right.
I would ask Jim, but he's in college. There's no way he's going to remember what members only jackets are.
Remember what? Members what?
But no. He did know his periodic table.
Well, he's studying it right now. That's why. That's... See, if you'd have thrown in a physics question, you could have thrown him for a loop there, Stu.
Like I can think of a physics question.
How about E equals MC squared?
I ate the Mizzou's challenge. How did I get out of the room? How did I fit through the door?
How did you finish it in the time slot is what I want to know.
Happy birthday to my cousin, Valerie Merch. Valerie Merch Boyan. It's her birthday today.
What's your song?
Valerie.
Who sings it?
The Monkees.
All right, just checking. Did you get it all lined up for her?
No. That's your song
for
her.
I love you, Valerie.
Is that how it goes? Aren't you going to sing it to her?
You want me to sing? Stu.
It's fine.
You know I'm not allowed to sing. I'm totally.
She's my cousin, not like my sister.
I can't sing. We'll have to find it.
You're right. She's my cousin, so she's not my sister. So don't sing. Don't hurt her ears.
She's my cousin.
So I don't want my cousin mad at me.
Okay. You're not going to be dating her or anything, are you?
What? She's married.
Okay, just checking.
She's married. I wouldn't date a married woman. What's wrong with you?
I don't know her. How do I know what her
you need to go to boxing tonight.
I know.
Nick, Anastasia, please go out there and go boxing with your mom. So
they did
knock some sense
tonight.
In you.
All right.
Unbelievable. All right. Well, thanks a lot to Jimmy for being on the radio program as well. That's pretty cool.
That was like a little Indiana joke there, okay? Because, you know, people up north are always making fun about Indiana people mirroring their
I don't
cousins.
Appreciate it. I'm not going to respond to it. And I don't take too kindly to strangers.
It wasn't personal. It's just that, you know.
You can hunt kids with nuclear arms, Vera.
That's what you got, okay? For dating your cousin, talking about nuclear arms.
Stop.
Okay, you too.
It's creepy.
That's why I said the same thing about nuclear arms and hugging kids.
First of all, that phrase is nowhere near as creepy as dating your cousin.
All right.
Stop.
It was an Indiana.
Close it out.
It was an Indiana thing, and I'm going to stop. I'm
sorry. You the South Butt jacket.
I want that. I think I do want a South Butt something.
That's fairly impressive, too. It's just a kind of, sitting in college class, seeing someone wearing your shirt and stuff.
It is pretty cool.
It's got to be pretty cool, especially if someone you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to, like, you know, if you have your family or friends wearing it.
But I love the angle they took on it. So the school didn't ban North Face. They only banned South Butt. So obviously there is
a difference.
A difference.
And it's a great example of differences.
We got to follow this tomorrow, this court case.
Should be good.
And
obviously, you know, Chicago Tribune's been following in some other places around. So, you know, just like everyone else, we're keeping track. You know,
yep.
we are your focal point of the region. We're your magnifying glass
to
the world. 845-1100. Hello, my friend.
I just ordered a South Butt jacket.
Oh, good for
Look
you.
At you.
I never even knew that was out there. So while I was listening to you guys, I went online and I'm like, oh, cool. So I just ordered one.
Okay, they're cool, aren't they? I mean, I like their clothing. I was kind of going through their little online store, and they had some cool things.
Yeah, I mean, I got the black and gray one, so that looks really nice with my Saint shirt.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Down go.
South Butt.
There you go. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.